This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Islamic militants stormed a hotel in Somalia, killing over a dozen people as they engaged in an hours-long exchange of fire. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has those details.
The attack started with explosions outside of the popular Hyatt Hotel in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Over three dozen people were wounded, as well as over a dozen dead, as security forces rushed to rescue as many people as possible. Somali forces were still trying to end the siege of the hotel almost 24 hours after the attack started. Gunfire could still be heard the following evening as security forces tried to contain the last gunmen thought to be holed up on the hotel's top floor. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States is now stepping up to buy about 150,000 metric tons of grain from Ukraine in the next few weeks for an upcoming shipment of food aid from ports no longer blockaded by war. That's according to the World Food Program chief telling the Associated Press. Final destination for the grain is not confirmed, and discussion continues. David Beasley said, but the planned shipment, one of several of the UN agency that fights hunger is pursuing, is more than six times the amount of grain that the first WFP-arranged shipment from Ukraine is now carrying toward people in the Horn of Africa at risk of starvation. Beasley spoke Friday from northern Kenya, which is deep in a drought that is withering the Horn of Africa region. He sat under the horn. Three are among local women who told the AP that the last time it rained was in 2019. Their bone-dry communities face yet another failed rainy season within weeks that could tip parts of the region into famine. This is VOA News. Russia said Saturday that its air defenses shot down a drone in Crimea. It's the second such incident in the headquarters of its Black Sea Fleet in 3 weeks. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The governor of Sevastopol said the drone that was shot down fell on the roof of the Russian fleet's headquarters but did not cause casualties or major damage. Earlier this month, explosions at a Russian airbase destroyed nine Russian warplanes, and earlier this week, a Russian ammunition depot in Crimea was hit by an attack. Ukrainian authorities have not claimed responsibility for any of the attacks, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky referred obliquely to them Saturday in his nightly video address. He said there was anticipation for next week's anniversary of Ukrainian independence from Soviet rule. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
On a second anniversary of the poison attack on Russian dissident Alexei Navalny, Germany and the United States have hailed the determination of the Kremlin critic who is imprisoned in Russia. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz praised the Russian opposition leader's courage in a video message Saturday. He remembered how Navalny was taken to a German hospital after a poisoning that Navalny blamed on Russia. Scholz said that he got to know a courageous man who returned to Russia because he wanted to fight for democracy, freedom, and the rule of law. The U.S. State Department called for Navalny's immediate release. In a tweet, Navalny called it his second birthday, the day they tried to kill me. But for some reason, I didn't die. U.S. President Joe Biden calls Finland and Sweden our allies of the High North, and their addition to NATO could bring military and territorial advantages to the Western Defense Alliance. That's especially so as the rapid melting of the Arctic from climate change awakens strategic rivalries at the top of the world. The two Nordic nations rushed to join NATO after Russian President Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine in February. Two-thirds of NATO's 30 member nations have approved their membership so far. NATO would be bringing in two sophisticated militaries, and in Finland's case, a remarkable tradition of national defense and skill at Arctic fighting, even on skis and snowshoes. Recapping our top story, Islamic militants stormed a hotel in Somalia, killing over a dozen people as they engaged in hours-long exchange of fire. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.